Grant said, "Fighting through the bars?" He frowned, trying to imagine it. "How fast?" "Yes," Muldoon said. "They have a bite pressure of 15,000 pounds a square inch. They're like hyenas. They can bite through steel and..." The transmission was lost for a moment. "How fast?" Grant said again. Muldoon said, "I guess we've got another 10-15 minutes before they break through completely and come through the skylight into the building. And once they're in..." "Just a minute, Dr. Grant." The radio clicked off. In the skylight above Malcolm's bed, the raptors had chewed through the first of the steel bars. One raptor gripped the end of the bar and tugged, pulling it back. It put its powerful hind limb on the skylight, and the glass shattered, glittering down on Malcolm's bed below. Ellie reached over and removed the largest fragments from the sheets. "God, they're ugly," Malcolm said, looking up. Now that the glass was broken, they could hear the snorts and snarls of the raptors, the squeal of their teeth on the metal as they chewed the bars. There were silver-thinned sections where they had chewed. Foamy saliva spattered onto the sheets and the bedside table. "At least they can't get in yet," Ellie said. "Not until they chew through another bar." Wu said, "If Grant could somehow get to the maintenance shed..." "Bloody hell," Muldoon said. He limped around the room on his sprained ankle. "He can't get there fast enough. He can't get the power on fast enough, not to stop this." Malcolm coughed.
"Yes."
His voice was soft, almost a wheeze.
"What did he say?" Muldoon said.
"Yes,"
Malcolm repeated.
"Can."
"Can what?"
"Distraction,"
he winced.
"What kind of a distraction?"
"Go to the fence."
"Yes, and do what?"
Malcolm grinned weakly.
"Stick your hands through."
"Oh, Christ," Muldoon said, turning away.
"Wait a minute," Wu said. "He's right. There are only two raptors here, which means there are at least four more out there. We could go out and provide a distraction."
"And then what?"
"And then Grant would be free to go to the maintenance building and turn on the generator."
"And then go back to the control room and start up the system?"
"Exactly."
"No time," Muldoon said. "No time."
"But if we can lure the raptors down here," Wu said, "maybe even get them away from that skylight, it might work.
Worth a try."
"Bait," Muldoon said.
"Exactly." "Who's going to be the bait? I'm no good. My ankle's shot."
"I'll do it," Wu said.
"No," Muldoon said. "You're the only one who knows what to do about the computer. You need to talk Grant through the startup."
"Then I'll do it," Harding said.
"No," Ellie said. "Malcolm needs you. I'll do it."
"Hell, I don't think so," Muldoon said. "You'd have raptors all around you, raptors on the roof."
But she was already bending over, lacing her running shoes. "Just don't tell Grant," she said. "It'll make him nervous." The lobby was quiet, chilly fog drifting past them. The radio had been silent for several minutes. Tim said,
"Why aren't they talking to us?"
"I'm hungry," Lex said.
"They're trying to plan," Grant said. The radio crackled.
"Grant, are you..." "Marie Wu speaking. Are you there?"
"I'm here," Grant said.
"Listen," Wu said. "Can you see to the rear of the visitor building from where you are?"
Grant looked through the rear glass doors to the palm trees and the fog.
"Yes," Grant said.
Wu said, "There's a path straight through the palm trees to the maintenance building. That's where the power equipment and generators are. I believe you saw the maintenance building yesterday?"
"Yes," Grant said, though he was momentarily puzzled.
Was it yesterday that he had looked into the building? It seemed like years ago.
"Now listen," Wu said. "We